are speaking with the president and CEO of the Sundance Channel. It is our great pleasure to have Larry Adam joining us to talk about the debut of the Green Block of Programming, something we've been watching here at EcoTalk very closely and very excited to see it debuting. And I know, as someone who's been providing green programming for 10 years total since I started my one-minute segments and trying to get sponsors for those, and 3 years nationally with a one-hour program and 6 months with a daily program, it certainly is changing now. It's getting easier, but it has been tough, I'd say, for 9 out of those 10 years to get companies to actually, you know, put money behind either promoting their own green products or image or just supporting environmentally proactive programming because, of course, until recently, it was seen somehow as a four-letter word or not quite mainstream. Thank goodness that's changing, but I'm wondering what kind of environment you're finding out there as you look for advertisers and sponsors. I'm sure a lot friendlier than when I started 10 years ago.
Well, thankfully, quasi-coincidental, because we made the decision about 3 years ago to convert to what we call a sponsorship model as of January 1st of this year. We do not have advertising and never have had advertising on the channel in the traditional term. Starting Jan 1 of this year, we embarked upon what I guess I'd best describe as PBS-like sponsorship. And so you have presenting sponsors. We don't interrupt the programs for 30s or 60s, but the launch of The Green comes shortly after this strategic move on Sundance Channel's part. So this weekly block is being underwritten in large part by City Smith Barney and Lexus. And I think, going back to the discussion we had about the tipping point we're at, where this issue is on the minds of more people, it's also very much on the minds of major corporations, both domestically and abroad, who know that they have to get with the program, both on their core businesses and anything that ties to this, because they don't want to be seen as behind on this. If not anti-environment in a company's behavior is, I think, a lot viewed with great alarm by any CEO. It so happens that these two companies come with enormous street cred. I don't have to go into detail. Probably with Lexus, they and their parent Toyota have been at the forefront of luxury hybrids. City Smith Barney has supported a number of companies through its investments that are green and eco-friendly.
That I did not know.
Oh yeah, they. This was through the Citi Group, Global Wealth Management Group, which makes strategic investments around the world and has a number that had an eco bent. I want to add that it's both snagging the what we would call brand appropriate sponsors. It was very important to both the channel and certainly to Redford that we be paired up with so-called compatible brands. But I'd also look at it the other way. I think they viewed Sundance as a very credible place to be doing this. I don't have to tell you, because you've mentioned a few in your remarks, other networks that have said they're going to go green or have already said they're green. That list is getting longer and longer, and I'm not going to name names. I don't want to stoop low and start slinging mud. I'll do that another time. But the fact is,
isn't all green good?
What's that?
Isn't all green programming a good thing for
all
the planet?
Green, I would say all green programming is good. I would say, though, all green programming isn't necessarily credible. Mm. And I think we're going to be
better.
For us, the brand's credibility in this space is paramount. And I would suggest that I think you have to connect the dots between this cause and just any television network is not a slam dunk. And I think It is. We are in a great position, I think, because of the evolution of what Sundance stands for, Redford's history in this space. I mean, if I don't know if you've been to Park City or to Sundance.
Oh, I was. I was there for the ICLEI conference that he held. He sponsored for the mayor's last November.
Well, so you've seen this. This is a man who literally driving across the country 30 years ago saw this spectacular locale, decided, hey, I'm going to live here, and has since, donated thousands of acres back to the Department of Interior as, eternal preserve. He's lived it. His actions have been, substantial. And I think, just to make the point vis-a-vis sponsorship, we sought them out, and I think in a lot of ways Lexus and City Smith Barney sought us out. And we're thrilled. I can't say enough what a great, partnerships are like marriages. And they don't always go well. This has been a great first year of marriage.
Are you looking to bring in new subscribers? Because I, for one, have never seen Sundance Channel, but I definitely want to start watching this. I imagine there's others out there.
In San Francisco, you probably know this, but we are fortunately, through Comcast, distributed on a fairly widely available tier. For those who receive our network by satellite, we are available on both Direct and EchoStar, and it varies from operator to operator. But yes, you can get us. We have universal distribution.
Okay, and for all those of us out there who are producing great green content every day and wondering if you might have some opportunities for us, are you looking for new programs?
Absolutely, absolutely. Our programmers, we have a website for both Sundance Channel as well as Sundance Channel. .com and / the green. I may have given you the URL slightly inaccurately. So just go to sundancechannel.com. You'll see a green mini site, and we're absolutely looking to acquire as well as make additional original programming. And as I said earlier, we're not in this for a season or a year. These are not going to be. The future of these shows are not ratings-driven, thankfully. These are sponsorships. They're long-term sponsorships, and we're in it for the long haul.
Fabulous. And we just have about 10 seconds left. Your production
very,
basis.
Very nice to meet you, Betsy. Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you, Larry.
And really appreciate your attention to this.
Larry Adam, President and CEO of the Sundance Channel, debuting the green block of programming coming soon, very soon, to your home. Don't miss it.